8, welcome to your Friday the 13th, ooh, spooky, and heading straight into a Vra Vra Friday radio segment. Miss Nay Cotton is in the house.
Yes, I am back. It feels like I haven't been here for a hot minute, but it is a Vra Vra Friday. If you are based in Belito, the sun is not sunning, but the Vras are vrying today. We are bringing the vibes with Sip and Spill. We've got an amazing guest who's in the house today. And Mike, I know it's dull outside, but she's bringing the brightness in studio. Like, it's really bright in here.
We need it in Belito because there's no electricity in a lot of homes at the moment. So it's feeling a bit dark. It's feeling a bit dingy.
Yes.
And we could use some light, some positivity.
Absolutely, I agree. And our guest is definitely bringing the positivity and the light. She is a Women's Health magazine cover girl. She is facing anxiety head on every day, putting herself out there on social media, showing us her hot and crazy dance moves. And she's recently also run the Comrades, here to share her story, also known as Chummy of the Chumminisms, is Caitlin Hood.
Caitlin Hood.
Hello, guys.
Thank you so much
for having me. How can I say guys? Hello, Chummy.
Hello, Chummy. Welcome, Caitlin. For the listeners who don't know who Caitlin Hood, Chumminism is, can you intro? Who are you?
Well, I am Chummy, also known as Caitlin. Caitlin Hood. I am a girl into many things. I don't really feel like I have one title to, like, sort of house who I am.
Yeah.
I am someone who loves to have many interests and to explore all of those interests. A lot of people ask me, where did Chummy come from?
Yeah.
And Chummy actually came from my mom.
Okay.
Growing up, I would always hear her be like, hi, Chums, to her friends. And, like, when Chummies became what Chummies is now, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm gonna call everyone Chummy because one, I really value relationship and I really value friendship and partnership, and it just felt like the right, like, sort of community
vibe.
Yes. And yeah, it matches the first letter aligns with my name. So it's like CC. Okay. Chummy Katie.
The alignment is there. Love it. And then you also talk a lot about facing your fears, you know, going head to head with social anxiety or anxiety in general. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
My journey with anxiety and depression really started in high school. And I didn't at the time know that is what I was experiencing. Mm-hmm. I only became aware of it in like 2018. It was the year after high school,
mm-hmm.
when my mom's friend is a psychiatrist, and she always used to speak a lot about it. And someone once on Instagram was speaking about their experiences with depression and anxiety, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I experienced that.
Get home.
I had depression at that period of time for like 3 years.
Unaware.
Mm. It was something. I grew up in a colored household, colored neighborhood, and I think everyone is aware of all these emotions. They just didn't know what it was and like how to deal with it. It's always just like, let's cover it up, move on. Yeah. You know, like, there's more to life than the feelings that you're feeling. Everyone struggles. Mm. What are we in? 2023 September. 2023 was a really big year for me, but it was also like a really hard year for me. I really just like deep dived into my corporate career. I used to be a brand manager in fashion. Dream job, dream job. I got to really just dive into my passions, drive innovation, drive creativity, and like, marketing was my thing. Well, it is my thing.
As we can see on the socials, definitely is.
Thank you. And as much as I was achieving all of that, while achieving everything, I was also losing myself in my personal life.
Yeah.
My health and fitness took a back step in all of this. And that's when I really felt like I was in my darkest space. I would come home from work, I would drive to work, feel so happy, And then, like, this immense depression would come over me. And going home, the exact same feelings. Like, there are moments where I would, like, be driving to a song. And, like, it's the song that's, like, giving me all the feels. And then I step out of that moment and it's, like, oh, my gosh, this darkness has just come over me. And my boyfriend at some point, I felt so bad for him because, like, I didn't know how to control these emotions. I didn't know, like, how to deal with it. And so I eventually went to a therapist who just encouraged me to visualize what I want to feel in those moments where it felt really dark and I felt really trapped. And so, long story short, 2023, I did my challenge, my fitness challenge with Annalise. And it was a way for me to really instill boundaries into my life and to just climb back into me. And that challenge changed my life. I've always been really optimistic and always believed that I'm made for bigger, but I never really knew how to channel that. And to Annalise Dawn, doing the challenge with her, I think my body experienced the most change during that time. Mentally, I also experienced the biggest shift. I saw myself as something bigger than what I ever thought I would ever see myself as. Not even in my own life, but in the world.
Wow.
And that was just, like, my breakthrough moment. So I, like, Annalise Dawn, I speak about her in the Women's Health magazine article as well a few times. Like, I give a lot of credit to her because she was also really patient and also really guided me through all the feelings that I was feeling. And at the end of that year, I was like, okay, this is it. 2024 is going to be my year of facing my heart. Like, I titled 2024 is the year of facing my heart. Love like that. Today.
Yo.
This is my heart. This is my heart.
You make it look easy.
Oh my gosh.
And now we are nearly at the end of 2024. Can you look back on it and say that that you ticked the box? You tackled 2024 head on and you smashed through some barriers that had been staring you in the face at the beginning of the year?
Oh my God, absolutely yes. There are a few hard things I've overcome and many celebratory moments. My big one was running 2 Oceans Marathon, the Ultra Marathon in April. Wow. That was like, I always tell people, I'm like, everyone says that Comrades is their heart, is their big thing, but like 2 Oceans for me was mine. I think the victory that I felt after that marathon was that Ultra Marathon was just like, oh my God, yes, Lord. Like, yes, Lord. It really shifted something in me and really allowed me to believe in myself more. Also what your body is capable of doing. Running is like quite a painful experience. One of the things that I often remind myself of when I'm doing hard things is reminding myself of my why. Why is it that I'm doing this? And it was in line with why I did the challenges. What I felt when I finished my challenge with Annalise, it's like, okay, I can do hard things. Yes. And that was just like, yes, this is the confirmation. So 2 Oceans was a really, really big one for me. Resigning from my job at 20, how old was I? I was 24 years old when I resigned from my dream job. When I told my dad, my mom was like, I believe in you. Like, it's fine. When I told my dad, he was like, are you sure? Like, what's going to happen after this? So really just like pushing through that and really trusting myself, because I believe that when you do hard things, you build more trust in yourself to face harder things as you progress through life, and life never gets easy. Comrades is another thing. And also just like putting myself out there to my Chomies community. It feels natural, but sometimes there are like really hard moments, because sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm having a bad day. I don't want my Chomies to like worry that I'm going through a really tough time. Because yes, I'm a source of joy for them, and I share my joy as it is. Like, nothing is planned. Nothing is scripted in any way. Like, I'm sharing my day with you the way I wake up and I experience my day. So there is so much beauty in that.
Love that. So you talk about sharing your day, sharing your joy, your mood. And you are currently on Instagram, and you're also taking TikTok by storm. And there's this group called Chominisms. That's the Chomis, right?
Yes.
What is this Chominism? What's your idea around it? What do you plan, or what do you envision sharing with these Chomis in the future? Is it just your joy? Do you have big plans, like some running community that you're growing? Tell us a little bit about your plans.
Chominism, I'm letting it grow into what it's going to naturally become. Mm-hmm. A big part of everything that I do is community and mm-hmm. partnership. Like, I love partnering with people who are in alignment. And one of the things that I do in all my days is making sure that everything I do aligns with my personal values, mm-hmm. because any business that I open from here has to align with my values for it to go far, I believe, and for people to feel connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was saying, community is a really big part of everything that I do. So giving people access to experience a life and to experience the revelation that I have in my life is a really, really big thing for me, because I'm not any more special than the person sitting next to me. I am a normal girl who's lived a normal life, who's mm-hmm. gone through hardship. Like, I've experienced this victory. You can too.
Yes.
It's just about the perspective that you have to change on your life and mm-hmm. your situations and the challenges that you face. Because sometimes I do, and I think I've also experienced this in the past, we get so fixated on, oh, I'm not worthy, yes. or nobody believes in me. Like, even the closest people in your life will not believe in you.
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to believe in yourself. And one of the books that has really impacted my life is it's a daily devotion called The Daily Stoic.
Mm.
And at the beginning of the year, one of the first pages, I think, spoke about not letting the things you can't control affect you.
Mm.
And that's really the message that I've tried to like put out there. And yeah, Chominism is something really close to my heart. Sorry, I think I've like waffled around it.
So I wanna talk a little bit more specifically about Gijima Chomis, because I've seen you traveling to Johannesburg, I think it is, Durban, and running and dancing with this bus of music. Like, what is that about?
Gijima Chomis is literally AMA vibes. It is
AMA vibes.
AMA vibes, guys. It is literally, I believe that Gijima Chomis is where my heart is. It is literally just about experiencing running with joy.
Mm.
Like, a lot of people look at running and it's like, oh, a task. It's like, they dread running.
Yeah.
I want running. Don't dread running. Running is such a freeing experience. And like, the dopamine that you experience after a run.
Yeah.
Is insane. So Gijima Chomis, I started as, because I'd always say Gijima, like, if opposed to running, so I just like merged Gijima Chomis
mm-hmm.
as running friends. It's a one bus, one pace community.
Mm-hmm.
We literally keep it to 5 kilometers. Nice. And I've done 2 in Durban now and 1 in Johannesburg. The Red Bull team in Durban have really just like come on board and supported this, like,
yeah,
from day one. Like, when I got the email, my eyes went big.
Wow.
So really just to have them on board has been incredible, because they've really allowed Gijima Chomis to be what Gijima Chomis is. They drive with us for 5 kilometers, like, blasting on my piano.
Amazing.
It is literally like, I call it a running club. Mm. Not a running club. It's a running club.
I get the pun.
Clubbing.
And yeah, just like creating a space where somebody can start without the pressure.
Without the pressure.
Yes, without the pressure. And the experienced runner can come and just have fun.
Love it.
That's what Gijima Groove is all about. It's wellness event.
Beautiful.
It's a wellness event.
It sounds like a good start for me, especially someone who hates running, but I love to vibe.
Yes, you must come to the next one. It's in Feb. Mm-hmm. I'll confirm dates with you. But we also don't like run the entire time. It's like you run
and you dance
and you dance. Like, we'll stop at like 1.5 km's and then we'll wait. Well, it's generally under bridges, and then the truck will stop, and then like the music is echoing.
Amazing.
And we're waiting for everyone to like come. Yeah.
That's so
come
cool.
To the next one. So and you, Mike. It's I'm not there. Just for ladies.
I'll be there. And I've been challenged on radio. But this is amazing. So you've started these communities, these movements that are now like their own living, breathing things. What a cool thing to have kicked literally off in your space, in your lifetime.
Yes. And as you're saying, from somebody who was struggling with depression and anxiety to building these amazing communities, bringing people together, showing them what's possible for them as ordinary girls, ordinary guys, I'm inspired. And I love that you said you received the email from the Red Bull team backing you and you were surprised. And when I look at your social media, you are partnering with amazing brands. So if I have a business or if I'm a brand that wants to partner with someone who is in line with visions and missions like yours, how can I get in touch with you? How can I find you? How can I work with you?
You can pop me an email at partnerships at UHCARTLIN.co.za. It's easier to reach me via email. A lot of brands like will DM and I'm like, it's easier to manage via email. Come on board. Where there's alignment, absolutely all hands on deck. And I think an important thing is, yes, some campaigns are about me and applying it to my life, but I think like where partnerships are relevant to my community, especially like Kijima Groove, that is about my community and more than just me. I think like I'd mentioned, alignment is such a key thing, because I am not going to market something that I'm not going to use in my everyday life. Like it has to be authentic, and even if I'm not using it right now, can I see myself using it? Yes. And I'm not going to market something that I don't stand for.
That's a very passionate statement right there. So if you want to find Miss Caitlin Hood on social media, just type in Caitlin. It's CAITLIN Hood, HOOD. You can connect with her email there. You can check her out on TikTok. But any last words for the girlies who are, or maybe are in the same position you were in a few years ago, and they're feeling some desire to start and just don't know how to get out of that comfort zone? Anything you want to share with them?
Chummies, girls and guys, it's important to see yourself as worthy, because you're the only one who's actually going to believe in you in this entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to give yourself 99% of I believe in me all the time. Mm. Speak to yourself in the mirror. Speak to yourself out loud. That's something that I do. I literally talk to myself in the mirror and I'm like, get it together. You are bigger than this. And this life is so much more to offer you when you believe in yourself. Mm. And this life is sacred. Like, your time is so valuable. Make sure that everything you do is something that's filling your cup.
Beautiful.
And perspective is power.
Yes, wow. I love that. Do hard things. That's amazing. Mike, any last words for Miss Caitlin Hood before we outro her with a brah brah vibe?
Well, perspective is power. We've been getting her perspective this morning, and absolutely, I think we're all the better for it on a Friday. So just a big thank you for sharing.
Thank you for coming in, Caitlin, and we will definitely keep an eye on your socials for the next Kijima Chumi Club Run vibe.
Yes.
We'll be there.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Miss Caitlin Hood. And hopefully we'll be having a chat again real soon in the new year. What do you say? Maybe we can have a part 2.
Absolutely. A follow up. Let's go.